Second hour of the program coming your way. Incendiary Radio on RBN. Hope you're all enjoying the material. So at the end of the last hour, we were playing this Alex Jones, David Icke stuff. And then as soon as David Icke started talking about, he's talking about a lot of stuff, the Sabbatean Frankists, this cult that a lot of people talk about. And he was talking about the Donma, and the big faction was the Young Turks, Kemal Atatürk, the Donma in Turkey. You had a lot of cryptos in Spain, of course, the Marranos, the Conversos, you know, the bleed over there with the Jesuit order in the 1500s, and then here comes Sabbatai Zevi in the 1660s. A lot of interesting stuff there, and a lot of overlap between Rothschild, Weishaupt, and Frank. Okay, and then we were talking about Muhammad ibn al-Wahhab, founder of the Wahhabi sect, and this kind of caliphate agenda that we're seeing being floated around, and General Flynn blew the whistle on the Salafist principality that they were going to set up there in Syria, which was the Free Syrian Army, you know, al-Nusra, all these characters. Kind of interesting, you know, to see this agenda play out with the kind of the kosher approved caliphate being built with the greater Israel, and this will all fit into the big regional world government systems, you know, the United States, Canada, and Mexico, North American Union stuff, Central America, and then South American Union and African Union, and good old stuff here. But let's go ahead and resume where the Skype started to go down when David Icke started talking about this big military cyber command complex at Beersheba in Israel, where a lot of the sock puppet megaphone type stuff goes on, you know, gets people at each other's throats in these chat rooms and comment sections and all this stuff. Let's go ahead and resume.
Charles, with all these fun, both sides of a war, they admitted that. So, exactly. And other groups have done that as well. So let's, the British Empire was good at that. So let's pull back here then. Let me ask this question.
One other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the closing chapters of the book, I look at where this Sabbatean Frankist agenda is going. And most people won't know this, but the second Silicon Valley in the world now is Israel, and it's based on a place called Beersheba, which is a military cyber complex, vast. And if you go on the internet and criticize Israel, there's a very good chance that the abuse that comes back will have a uniform, will be wearing a uniform out of Beersheba. Because they have a whole cyber army.
But let's expand on that, because
notice Jones's tactics there.
I see through AOC and all these groups, And the four and all that, also, and I understand that people can play both sides, but there's also a real anti-Israel, anti-Jew sentiment from the left and on the universities. I mean, those people hate Jews.
Dead air.
That's weird, David. His Skype broke up only just then. Did you hear my question? You can see that it's frozen.
Sure it is, Alex.
No. Can't hear us. Let's reconnect with David Icke right now and get his take on that. You got to love Skype, especially since Microsoft bought it 3 years ago. It's gone nothing but downhill. And also, so much technology used to get better, and now it just stays the same or it gets worse. Absolutely annoying. And again, we go into everything. We look at everything here, and it's all very interesting, and people need to discuss it. We need to talk about it. Oh, do we have David back now? David, can you hear me? All right. What we're going to do is we're going to go to break. We're going to figure this out. We have to get him on the telephone. We'll do that because I'm not going to do a 30-minute mess with the Skype ritual. That's just not going to happen today. But again, David Icke is our guest, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. All I know is the globalists are anti-human, and communist China has been officially set up to standardize the model of dehumanization and enslavement, and that's in Reuters today. That's where I was going next. And I don't want to live like I live in communist China. And so I don't care who's running it or what's behind it. I just simply know there is a race by all these countries and all these corporations to build this total surveillance grid – that absolutely ends independent human activity and is being used to enslave us and kill us, and it's wrong and it's dangerous. So we're going to work on David Icke's Skype or our Skype, find out what the hell's going on, and we're going to have him finish up what he's trying to get into. Then I want to get into big picture, the off-world, you know, the demons of the Bible. I mean, because the globalists follow these, they worship these. That's why I really wanted David on, because he's been vindicated, the royal family, what's coming out, what's happened with Prince Andrew. Why is he in trouble when Prince Charles was best buddies with Jimmy Savile, and so much more. Back in just a few minutes with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. We'll finish up talking about his book, The Trigger, and then we'll get into so much more straight ahead. And we are back live. Alex Jones here with the one, the only David Icke, talking about his book, The Triggering, or The Trigger, and he had a Skype problem, or he had a Skype problem, who knows. Finish up with what you were getting to, and then I want to get into the fact that we know the globalists are conducting occult rituals, why they're doing it, the pedophilia, why they're coming out with it, why they're admitting it, why they're promoting it, and where they want to take us versus what we can do to stop this agenda, and what you think the timeline is. David, because you've been a big trailblazer, I want you to, you know, tell us what you think's coming next. Because they now admit world government, post-human future, really nightmare stuff that's all over the news. They're just telling us roll over and die, and I really don't want to do that. So please continue.
Yeah, I was just saying before the Skype broke up that there's a chapter in The Trigger of when this Sabbatean Frankist cult moved in on America. And when you look at 9/11, you can see how this cult was the cement that pulled the whole thing together, so that the CIA were involved, the Pentagon was involved, the government was involved, the FBI was involved, because this cult works like that. It infiltrates all these different cultures, all these different agencies, and through those connections, it works as one unit. And when you look at the ultra-Zionist involvement in 9/11, before, during, and after, it is absolutely staggering. You know, the Jewish population of the world is 0.2%. And the part of that community that I'm talking about is a tiny fraction of 0.2%, a tiny fraction of 2% of the American Jewish population. And yet, their positions of influence and control across 9/11 were just beyond belief. Now, that is not a statistical chance. That is because there's something to look at. And I expose it all in The Trigger. And that's not to say the Jews did 9/11. They didn't. The vast majority of Jewish people have no idea they've been infiltrated, that the Islamic community don't realize they're being infiltrated. Christian Zionism in America doesn't realize it's been infiltrated. But this is how the Roman Church doesn't realize at a follower level that it's been infiltrated. But it has, by this same through the centuries death cult. And they are, as I was saying, in Israel. And again, I say again, it's the Sabbatean Frankist cult that actually is the force running Israel. They've created this vast military cyber center at Beersheba. And all around that cyber center are research and development facilities put there by the major Silicon Valley companies. And they are turning out the technicians and the developers of this smart grid. They have an entire system in Israel whereby they are scanning the schools, they're scanning the universities, and then when they come into their conscripted military service, they're looking at those that have this capacity, this aptitude for cyber expertise. And they are putting them into this cyber development center at Beersheba. And then they're going off into Silicon Valley companies, creating their own startup companies, all to do with the smart grid. And they're representatives of this Mossad network. And that's why if you look again at Jeffrey Epstein, he was running a a Mossad CIA Sabbatean Frankist was the connection. Blackmail operation on the rich and famous. Why? Because once they got you, then you will make decisions that this cult wants making to advance its agenda.
Brought that up, and I definitely want to read the book. It's all fascinating.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So a lot of pretty heavy information getting out on Jones's program. Now, Ken, get clip 4 ready. And this gets into the Z-Vites a little heavier. So while we're going to listen to a little bit of this clip, I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, if you want to jump on board and spill your 2 cents. Now, this is from Shaking My Head Productions, a Christian kind of YouTube channel. Do some pretty heavy lifting over there, and you don't have to agree with everything they do over there, but they collate and corral a lot of different information together from a lot of different video sources, and they, especially if you want to just lay down and relax and like watch a 3-hour-long video on a certain subject where it's all kind of clipped together. You just want to kind of sit there and take it in by osmosis, go in and out of consciousness. I do this a lot with this channel. And so let's roll clip 4, and then if anybody wants to call in, go ahead and jump on. Let's hit it, Ken.
There is the Word of God. There's a lot of effort being made to make sure that you believe that, a lot of effort. It's just really interesting how much it takes, how much marketing, how much in schools, how much programming of Antichrist themes, from our clothing to our music to television to our schools. It has to be in everything in order to turn us away from God. And this is how sure and severe the Antichrist is making sure that no one has life, that no one is saved, that no one accepts Christ's salvation, that none of us make it through that narrow gate. And he's got to work really hard. He's got to work really, really hard. So the only reason you don't believe is because the adversary is working day and night and has been since the beginning of time.
This is Zebetai Zevi. He declared himself to be the Jewish Messiah, non-coincidentally, in 1666. He led the largest Messiah movement in Jewish history. He attracted more than half of all European Jews. He promised to return them to their so-called homeland in Palestine. He inverted every holy teaching in the Torah to unholy teachings. He preferred the satanic teachings of the Talmud tenfold. No more guilt. No more sin. No right or wrong. No more Ten Commandments. No more sexual limits. No fasting. Only feasting. And no more upholding the Sabbath. His immoral leadership finally fell from grace when the Sultan of Turkey threatened to torture him and kill him if he did not convert to Islam. He converted, but his evil, infectious theology didn't die. 1 century later, Jacob Frank claimed to be the reincarnation of Zevi and the living Messiah of all so-called Jews. Frank and his disciples were even more wicked. He rejected and inverted the Torah, just as Zevi did, and said, since we all can't be saints, let's be sinners. He claimed the best way to emulate God is to cross every boundary, transgress every taboo, and mix the sacred with the profane, just as God did. Orgies, rape, incest, pedophilia, including sodomy of young boys, just as the Talmud encouraged, were encouraged. In 1773, Jacob Frank traveled to Frankfurt, Germany, to the birthplace of the modern banking cartel and the Illuminati. There in Frankfurt, Germany, he formed an alliance with Adam Weishaupt, an A.M. Rothschild of the Rothschild banking dynasty. The purpose of the alliance with the Rothschild dynasty was to win control of the world's gold, central bank, and wealth, for obvious reasons. Over time, the Rothschilds sent their agents of John Jacob Astor, Jacob Schiff, and Paul Wahlberg to America, where they infiltrated the privatization of the Federal Reserve System and dismantled the U.S. Constitution. The goal of Weishaupt and his Jesuits was to take control and undermine the hierarchy of the Catholic clergy. It's obvious today that Weishaupt has achieved his goal.
You can stop Weishaupt it there.
Weishaupt also formed the...
Actually, Ken, let's play a little bit more of that. Sorry about that.
And every nation accepted it. The goal of the Frankists was the destruction and replacement of Jewish ethics with a satanic mystic religion that is the exact opposite of the holy teachings of the Torah, which is exactly what you see today with the Talmud following modern Jews. When this unholy trinity of conscienceless men was started between Frank, Weishaupt, and Rothschild, a destructive war against humanity erupted, which we see the byproduct of today. With an endless supply of Rothschild financing, Jacob Frank became very wealthy. He was put in charge of spreading the Luciferian theology that the Hidden Hand would be using behind the scenes. Frank's followers were called 17 Frankists. They practiced witchcraft, alchemy, and occult rituals, including human and animal sacrifice, which we see continued to this day. The Frankists expanded their movement by masquerading as converts to other religions. They converted to Catholicism, Islam, and of course already had a stronghold in the Jewish community. The Saudi royal family is a great example of Frankist crypto-Jews, and where modern Islam stems from. The Catholic Church has been controlled by the Jesuits for a long time. It's obvious with the modern Jesuit Pope. The Frankists traded their wives, sisters, and daughters with members, and they used them to seduce powerful outsiders whom they needed in their pockets. There's nothing new about our inverted society. The Frankists have successfully taken over and spread their evil, unnatural doctrine by hiding behind the facade of the eternally suppressed Jewish people.
Go ahead and stop it there. All right, thanks. So, just some, you know, and I've covered this quite a bit, but it's always good to keep this triumvirate of Frank, who was a disciple of Zevi, and then Weishaupt and Rothschild, this little triumvirate of evil and how it's permeated into all the systems, including Chinese communism with Mao Zedong and then Israel Epstein and Sidney Shapiro and our basically Zio State Department that set up and supported the communists in China versus the nationalists that went on to form Formosa and then eventually became Taiwan. We've been kind of, you know, really wink, wink, supporting the Taiwanese all this time. Yeah, sure we have. Anyway, back to this Saudi 9/11 thing. Jim Stone, I was seeing where he was at on this. Heads up, we may have the storyline for the next 9/11. Here's the storyline. Saudis commit mass shooting at Marine Air Force Base in Pensacola, where they were being taught on how to fly. Several pilots fled the base after the shooting. Pilots then commandeer airliners and fly them into buildings after calling America the Great Satan yet again. How's that for a storyline? The only thing that did not happen is that fly them into buildings part. Well, you know, we sell the Saudis a ton of armaments and planes and everything else. And so this is the real double-edged sword here. You're going to have to bring them here to teach them how to fly the planes and so forth and so on. And then you have all kinds of little tributaries where the story could go. They were secretly hardcore Wahhabi Takfiri types that were, you know, they're here to infiltrate, learn how to fly planes, and then they're going to do some terror attacks. Some of them, you know, under some sort of MK program. You just don't know. There's so many variables here. So he's basically saying no shot. Saudi shot up the Marine base. The story is way too convenient. Okay. If anything of the sort happens with airplanes, well, now you know the backstory. Okay. Good part of the story, the setup, if it was one, probably got hatched because they can't impeach Trump and are going for the gold elsewhere. How about another 9/11 and then a gun grab? It's interesting kind of hypothesis there. Ken was hitting me up off on the Skype talking about interesting Q drops this week. And so I had my QAnon, QMap.pub already pulled up to see if I was going to get to it for the show. But yesterday, Adam Schiff linked to Mossad. Okay, it's got a picture of Adam Schiff there. I particularly like your son's Mossad t-shirt, Adam. So Adam's kid's got a Mossad t-shirt on. Happy Father's Day to you and your dad. You're a beacon of light to me and tens of other Americans, blah, blah, blah. So Adam Schiff, the little creeper, he basically he's got a family photo there with his kid with a Mossad shirt on. Very, very fascinating. Elizabeth Warren is part of the corrupt DC swamp. You awake thinking for yourselves their greatest fear, and we will soon find out why Obama conspired against President Trump. And so look, tomorrow's this IG drop, okay, the Inspector General, the DOJ, and a lot of people in the alternative media like Jones says it's going to be a flop, it ain't going to be nothing there. A lot of people have differing opinions on it. Huge institutional cover-up. IG Horowitz brazenly hides joint FBI-DOJ-CIA coup attempt against Trump. That's on State of the Nation. I mean, you got a Jewish guy, Horowitz, in charge of this thing. And so and just as David Icke was talking about and numerous other people, it all places in this thing. Remember that Jew coup program that Rick Wiles dropped? I mean, it is what it is. But Ken, if you get clip three ready, now this is another Rick Wiles, a later video that he dropped, and this is about Nadler and all the witnesses. You know, he brings in all these witnesses. The one non-Jew was Jonathan Turley. And the rest of them are all Jews. But let's roll a little bit of clip three.
Jewish-led political lynching of President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives went to the next level of depravity today. The House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Congressman Jerry Nadler, a Jewish socialist Democrat from New York, heard testimony from four witnesses. Three witnesses called by the Democrats, endorsed impeaching President Trump. The fourth witness, called by the Republicans, opposed the impeachment of the president. The three witnesses who testified in favor of removing Donald Trump from the presidency are Jewish. The lone witness who opposed the removal of the president is Roman Catholic. Let's start with the three Jewish witnesses who told the House Judiciary Committee that President Trump should be impeached. First, Noah Feldman is a Felix Frankfurter Professor of Law and Director of Harvard Law School's Julius Rabinowitz Program on Jewish Studies and Israeli Law. Here is a video clip of Professor Feldman testifying in favor of removing Donald J. Trump from the White House.
Is to study and to teach the Constitution from its origins until the present. I'm here today to describe three things. Why the framers of our Constitution included a provision for the impeachment of the president. What that provision, providing for impeachment for high crimes and misdemeanors, means. And last, how it applies to the question before you and before the American people, whether President Trump has committed impeachable offenses under the Constitution. Let me begin by stating my conclusions. The framers provided for the impeachment of the president because they feared that the president might abuse the power of his office for personal benefit, to corrupt the electoral process and ensure his reelection, or to subvert the national security of the United States. High crimes and misdemeanors are abuses of power and of public trust connected to the office of the presidency. on the basis of the testimony and the evidence before the House, President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors by corruptly abusing the office of the presidency. Specifically, President Trump has abused his office by corruptly soliciting President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine to announce investigations of his political rivals in order to gain personal advantage, including in the 2020 presidential election. Let me begin now with the question of why the framers provided for impeachment in the first place. The framers borrowed the concept of impeachment from England, but with one enormous difference. The House of Commons and the House of Lords could use impeachment in order to limit the ministers of the king, but they could not impeach the king, and in that sense, the king was above the law. In stark contrast, the framers, from the very outset of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, made it crystal clear that the president would be subject to impeachment in order to demonstrate that the president was subordinate to the law. If you will, I would like you to think now about a specific...
Well, the second Jewish advocate for impeachment was Professor Michael Gerhardt. He is the Burton Krage Professor Jurisprudence at the University of North Carolina School of Law. Here is a video clip of Professor Gerhardt calling for the removal of Donald J. Trump.
If a president can block an investigation, undermine it, stop it, then the impeachment power itself as a check against misconduct is undermined completely.
Is there enough evidence here to charge President Trump with the high crime and misdemeanor of obstruction of Congress?
The third Jewish advocate for impeachment of President Trump was Professor Pamela Karlan. She is the Kenneth and Harl Montgomery Professor of Public Interest Law and co-director of the Supreme Court Litigation Clinic at the Stanford Law School. Professor Karlan describes herself as a snarky, bisexual Jewish woman. Here is a video clip of Professor Karlan advocating the removal of President Donald J. Trump.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, thank you so much for the opportunity to testify. Twice I have had the privilege of representing this committee and its leadership in voting rights cases before the Supreme Court. Once when it was under the leadership of Chairman Sensenbrenner, and it's good to see you again, sir, and with Mr. Chabot as one of my other clients, and once under the leadership of Chairman Conyers. It was a great honor for me to represent this committee because of this committee's key role over the past 50 years in ensuring that American citizens have the right to vote in free and fair elections. Today, you're being asked to consider whether protecting those elections requires impeaching a president. That is an awesome responsibility. But everything I know about our Constitution and its values, and my review of the evidentiary record, and here, Mr. Collins, I would like to say to you, sir, that I read transcripts of every one of the witnesses
right,
who appeared
I think
in the
we're,
live
hey,
hearing.
Ken, if you want to go ahead, pause it. I know we're going to break, and then... We're going to resume just a little bit of this on the other side, but and then we'll start taking phone calls. But we're going to listen to a little bit more of this snarky bisexual Jew on the other side. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
All right, here we are, last half hour of the broadcast coming your way, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are going to resume a little bit of this professor, this snarky bisexual Jew professor that was one of the panel from Jerry Nadler. I'm calling for Trump's impeachment. Go ahead and resume that.
Suggestion that as a law professor, I don't care about those facts. But everything I read on those occasions tells me that when President Trump invited, indeed demanded foreign involvement in our upcoming election, he struck at the very heart of what makes this a republic to which we pledge allegiance. That demand, as Professor Feldman just explained, constituted an abuse of power. Indeed, as I want to explain in my testimony, drawing a foreign government into our elections is an especially serious abuse of power because it undermines democracy itself. Our Constitution begins with the words, "We the people," for a reason. Our government, in James Madison's words, derives all its powers directly or indirectly from the great body of the people. And the way it derives these powers is through elections. Elections matter, both to the legitimacy of our government and to all of our individual freedoms, because as the Supreme Court declared more than a century ago, voting is preservative of all rights. So it is hardly surprising that the Constitution is marbled with provisions governing elections and guaranteeing governmental accountability. Indeed, a majority of the amendments to our Constitution since the Civil War have dealt with voting.
Well, all three Jewish professors were witnesses on behalf of the Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee led by Jerry Nadler, a Jewish congressman who is a longtime member of the Democratic Socialists of America. The only witness who spoke in opposition to the impeachment of President Trump was Professor Jonathan Turley, professor of public interest law at the George Washington University Law School.
And you can stop it there. And Turley's comments were pretty good, and I watched that. But, you know, these people, these Noah Feldmans, these Carlins, these Pelosis, all these people that are hostile to the principles in the Constitution almost at all times on every issue, these are the people now that are these are leaders of the Patriot movement all of a sudden. These are people that are protecting us and our quote-unquote democracy. These are the people clamoring for your guns from the time they wake up till the time they go to bed. These are the people that want the borders wide open. Okay, these are the people that are basically hostile to free speech. Yeah, because everything's hate speech they don't agree with. Okay, these are the people who want to tax you into oblivion. And to communize your kids in the public schools, because see, you're the peon class, so you're going to get communism. Them and their people that are they're detached and they're above the system, well, they'll be operating on their little crony, you know, goodies system, okay, tenured professorships and all the rest of that crap. But all of us, we're going to get the boot on the neck. We're going to get the gulag system. We're going to get the red terror. And we're going to get our kids raped. The ones that are lucky enough to be born, the rest of them are going to get killed in abortuaries and then their body parts chopped up and sold by all of these people's relatives. But, you know, I mean, these people have no, I mean, they've got the biggest set of quote unquote huevos out here where they fight against constitutional government all day. But when it's convenient, they're all of a sudden wearing the red, white, and blue, and they're rah, 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 the Constitution. But, you know, as soon as Trump's done, they'll go back to destroying and completely dismantling constitutional government 24/7, 365. So let's take, we've got a caller on the line. Let's take Mike in Kentucky. How you doing, Mike?
Well, all right. I think this shows that the Jews cannot be trusted. Donald Trump has given them what they wanted. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem and recognized the capital of Jerusalem. And what does he get for it? I think this is a great example that you can't trust these people. They'll turn on you and bite you like a snake. I mean, yeah, what's the takeaway?
Yeah, I think Trump... Now, this is the real crux of the matter. Like David Icke was saying, he thinks that the dust-up between Jewish factions is just that. He says it's window dressing. It's theater for all of us out here. And there really is no conflict between factions, let's say the Labor Zionists and the Likudniks over in Israel. You know, the whole Netanyahu facing indictment and all that, according to like David Icke, he's saying that that's all window dressing. That's all, you know, theater to keep us. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm saying I don't think that they can maintain the majority in our own country. That's part of the problem with a lot of the industrialized countries, be it Japan, Spain, France, the U.S. Their native populations just aren't breeding enough. So they're being, you know, they're in danger in the next 15 years of not even having a majority of Jews, and they're already having to make all kinds of weird deals between the, you know, mostly what, welfare, academic, you know, what are they called, the extreme religious Jews that don't
hold on. They sit they're around called and the, read all the time? They're called the Haredim, the Haredi, the ultra-Orthodox nuts that sit around and bob their head reading the Talmud all day.
Well, that's funny. Did you catch it a few years ago where they found coins underneath of the so-called Wailing Wall that date to like 135 A.D. after the temple had been sacked and rebuilt? They claim that a lot of the Zionist Christians claim that that wall is part of the evidence for the suspension of the 70th week of Daniel, which, you know, points toward not one stone will be left upon another. And then they find coins underneath of it that shows that that's not part of the original temple wall. and there was not one stone left upon another, and the heavens and earth was destroyed, but his and passed away, but his words still stand. I think that's what's wrong with the church is that they're not looking at what was fulfilled.
Yeah, you know? Well, you know, that's the Roman Fort Antonia, according to a lot of researchers. So that was that wall there. That's a Roman fort, and you know the temple was razed and destroyed by Vespasian and Titus. And so
I got one for you, real quick, conundrum here. If it is the last days, and so many Christians are like, this is the last days, this is all in the Bible, and they're all self-defeated, they say, oh, well, this is part of it, you know, this is, you know, this is leading up to the whatever, you know. And what they don't want to admit is, if these are the last days, who are the Jews that say they are Jews but are not, and what is the strong delusion? If you can't identify that, shouldn't you consider that you might be under the delusion? I mean, it shouldn't be so obvious that they would all be Gene Simmons fans, right? I mean, long way to go for that joke, but anyway. Yeah. But you said something last hour that actually provoked me to call in, and I think it's a subtle terminology, is unconstitutional versus non-constitutional. I think they've really, you know, the Union really wasn't dissolved in 1862, but they've rebuilt this substitute de facto occupation government. And so what they're doing is non-constitutional, basically.
Yeah.
And they've tricked us all into contracting as U.S. persons and would put us under Congress, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, you got the de facto system layered right on top of the de jure to where, you know, the 14th Amendment, all the personhood and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and you cannot question the national debt. Now, where does the First Amendment fit into that? What, I can question anything. This is America. So 14th Amendment says you can't question the national debt. I still have a standing offer. If anybody could find me my 7th and 8th grade American government book that did not print all four paragraphs of the 14th Amendment. I'll let you go. Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Take care. We got another caller. Let's listen to, let's see what, Kelly in Canada. Welcome to the broadcast.
Ben Bailey. Hello?
Hello? Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
You were saying?
Go ahead.
I was listening. Oh, my social security number?
We're going to go ahead and let Kelly go. She sounds a little bit inebriated. But we will continue. Let's see here. where was I going? I was going to, the psychopaths that are at the threshold. Beware of the psychopaths. Now, this is on TexMars.com. And so this is a new book, Psychopaths, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. I think this is TexMars' last book, okay? Psychopaths, criminal deviants are at this very moment the highest level of our society. They have gained control of our universities and our public school systems. They're nightmarish movies, television, and digital games to promote, program, and dictate the thoughts and behavior of our children. The psychopaths are now in control of our news media, and their propaganda is spread everywhere. So I wanted to plug that. Is America fast becoming a psychopath nation? And, you know, that's what's kind of alarming is the amount of kind of, it's like a virus that's spreading sociopathy and psychopathy to where we're seeing more and more people that are basically losing what the Bible says is natural affection, okay, which is towards animals, towards their fellow man. We're seeing all this strange kind of torture going on. It's very, very weird stuff. Now, I wanted to get to this. The strange drug killing Northern Ireland's heroin users. This is on Vice. One legacy of the Troubles is a drug named Bud, B-U-D. Okay, so on the 16th of November, unconscious body of a 21-year-old Aaron Connor was found in the toilets of a Starbucks in Belfast. He is one of seven people who died of a drug overdose in Northern Ireland over 10 days last month. While it's not yet certain which drugs killed him, it's believed most of these deaths involved heroin in combination with other drugs, most likely a drug originally designed to treat epileptic seizures, pregabalin. Okay? Now increasingly prescribed for nerve pain and anxiety, pregabalin has in the last 6 years become the second most lethal controlled drug after Valium in Northern Ireland. In 2012, the drug was involved in zero deaths, a figure that's risen to 33, one quarter of all drug deaths by 2018, in a country with a population of 1.8 million. The wider UK is facing a similar problem, not with just with pregabalin, but with a similar drug, gabapentin, also prescribed for epilepsy and nerve pain. You're seeing gabapentin and pregabalin, pregabalin is known to users as Bud because of the blue and red 300 milligram capsules remind them of a Budweiser logo, has become a staple and high among the city's growing number of young homeless heroin users. So gabapentin and pregabalin, these two drugs, are killing people. Now, I saw this the other day. This is one, Breitbart. Opioids killing young white suburban Americans more than anyone else for the second consecutive year. Okay? And so it's painful to watch this, these people throwing their lives away. And here's this is what's scary is, let's just say you don't do downers. You like uppers. You like doing methamphetamine, or you like doing cocaine. This stuff's the fentanyl is being actually detected in cocaine busts and methamphetamine busts. So somebody, some nefarious psychopath, weirdo, or I would hate to say black operators, you know, involved in government kind of depopulation agendas, they're actually spiking the uppers with hot doses of fentanyl to where you think you're going to get high, you're going to have a good time tonight, you're going to be able to drink all night, you're going to be up for hours. You do you a nice big fat line of cocaine, and guess what? There's a deadly dose of fentanyl in there. You're getting a speedball, and then guess what? You're going to croak. So I know probably most of the listeners to RBN are not illicit drug users, but gosh, folks, you got kids that are out here doing crazy things. I don't know. Now, I wanted to get to this, and I got another caller on the line. This is on Christians for Truth, and I covered the death of this Jewish professor who called for the destruction of the white race, Noel Ignatieff. Well, he dies from literally being full of SHIT, and this is from November 15th. Noel Ignatieff, Jewish scholar who managed to become a professor at Yale without even having an undergraduate degree and who made it his life's work to abolish the white race. How do you get to be a professor at Yale without having an undergraduate degree? Because you got Jewish privilege. Anyway, died at Banner University Medical Center in Tucson Saturday of an intestinal infraction, a life-threatening condition that literally causes you to become full of your own crap. Okay? Let's see. What killed Ignatieff, an intestinal blockage, is perfect justice and it proves God does indeed have a sense of humor. anyway, I wanted to throw that in there. let's talk to Daniel in British Columbia. Come on onto the program.
Yeah, just another Jewish extremist supremacist, but we're not allowed to talk about that. Those members of the criminal enterprise masquerading as a religion.
Sure.
This Judetaw, even Michael Savage, who I don't listen to, but I heard that he mentioned there was an awful lot of members of the Jewish religion.
Yeah,
it's almost like they're trying to elicit a response. I'm thinking they're doing this on purpose with all this anti-Semitic talk and all the ADLs in everyone's face now. It's almost like they're just like, here, what are you going to do about it? We're taking out your president. You know, I'm not a huge Trump. I love Trump at first, but then his he's bent over backwards for the Jews and Israel. So I don't know what I'm watching here. It's like I'm watching a bad movie.
Yeah, and this is what, you know, I keep, unfortunately, I keep kind of coming to that point as well, that the more this plays out, the more it seems completely orchestrated, like by, you know, the people that want to manage the herd in a way that I don't want to say Trump is in on it completely, but I'm not going to rule it out. It's almost like a bad Shakespearean play. You know what I'm saying? And so it's strange. You know, Trump does all this stuff for the Israelis. He's clicked up with the Likudniks. You got Trump Heights now in the Golan and the embassy move, like the caller from Kentucky talked about. And then you've got this the so-called left Jew faction here, the Schiffs, the Nadlers, and all of them, you know, Cohens and all of them here working to take him out on a very flimsy, flim-flam impeachment. It's just weird as can be, and there's, I'm sure there's some people saying out here that this is a setup to go into civil unrest and reset the economy and so forth and so on.
Yeah, that does actually make a lot of sense. Even the Michael Savage, whose real name is Michael Wiener. He said that Nadler wasn't even a practicing Jew, but I found out on the other hand that Nadler is actually a Talmudic scholar of sorts. Like, he's an expert at... So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Another subject, a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about false flags and how events like... Well, this one that just happened at the Naval Pensacola Naval Academy there. Uh-huh. I don't know. It just seems like they're all false flags. I've been studying all this stuff. I've written a couple of articles for Henry McCow on these subjects, Sandy Hook. I mean, it just never ends. I mean, you just have, like, too many, like, convenient little side stories that always come with these things. Like, oh, there's these guys celebrating and photographing. Well, what does that remind you of?
Yeah. Well, here's another thing. Here's another thing. This is a perfect way to keep the Saudi power structure in line as well. Okay. You want to push back. You don't want to do what we tell you. We'll set up some of your military attachés over here for training to shoot up one of our freaking military outposts. And then guess what? We'll kind of rile up the emeritards over here, and then they'll be all about bombing you into submission and then changing your government out because you guys are a bunch of head choppers and so forth and so on. Now, I've been watching some of these vloggers over there in Saudi Arabia and Riyadh and so forth, and this Mohammed bin Salman's really opened up the country, and there's women running around at the malls without head coverings, driving cars. If you get into some of these vloggers that travel, Saudi Arabia, holy cow, and just in the last like 3 years, they're saying everything's changed. So it's real strange. You know, you got Kabad, Lubavitch, Jared over there hanging out with MBS, and he's a saboteur. So there's some strange things going on in Saudi Arabia right now.
Yeah, that's another whole other subject. I'm just like, I couldn't believe the David Icke, Alex Jones. I mean, here it is, David Icke laying it all out for Jones, and Jones automatically goes to the Chinese communists. Mid sentence. It just like, it makes me laugh.
Yeah, and you're
talking about,
how'd you like that Beersheba? As soon as he brings up that Beersheba Cyber Command, and boy, did Skype goes down, and Jones, Mr. Rex. I thought that was great.
Yeah, that's who you're fighting on these chat rooms and on these comment sections and stuff, as a guy in a uniform. And I studied Sandy Hook, and I'm telling you, it was a Jewish operation from start to finish. I've got little Jewish kids saying how they saw bullets flying down the hallways. Now, you can't see a bullet go down the hallway. You got Lenny Posner, you got Gene Rosen with the little kids and stuff. It just never ends. And I'll tell you one little thing about Sandy Hook that nobody knows about. Talk about a creepy kind of CIA community or whatever it is, it's got some occult background. If you go on Google Earth, you take a straight line from the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan, Mexico, one of the largest pyramids in the world, you make a beeline to Stonehenge, a straight line. Anyone can do it on Google Earth. In the right through that line will be the backyard of Sandy Hook Elementary School, where there's a, sort of this little round circle, or they used to be anyways. Now it's a big parking lot because they raised the building. But there's some creepy people in that place. There was the school's right next to a Masonic Lodge. It was just, I can't even begin to tell you, but you can check that one out for yourself.
You know, I did a lot of stuff on the air about Sandy Hook with Serco and some of this kind of an organized kind of satanic like underbelly to that town. Kind of weird stuff. And that all came out right after the incident or the operation. And I'll tell you what, this thing, this Sandy Hook thing is so big that they basically threw the kitchen sink at anyone that really tried to deconstruct it. It's this one operation that's so special for some reason that the lawsuits, the everything flew at everybody for being kind of on top of it. Anybody that had any prominence, Fetzer, Alex Jones, you know, I mean, there's something about this one operation. I think it's the linchpin that could just hang everybody in the Obama administration. Yeah, Pachinik.
I'll say, it's not just the Second Amendment, that it's the First Amendment that this thing was designed to go after.
Sure, because the little kids and the empathy factor, and how are you going to dispute all these dead children? I mean, it's got all the elements to, as a battering ram, to be used as a battering ram against anyone that says, you know what, I don't believe it. And just by saying, hey, I don't believe it, the story that you paint for me, this thing that I call an operation, this thing is, it has all the elements to be used as against you as a weapon.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's they carefully orchestrated that one, like to have victims, little children.
Yeah.
As victims, you can't touch that, and most people won't. Like most, you know.
Yeah.
Decent people.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. That's the end of the broadcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it, and spread the word about the broadcast. Thanks.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.